How do you ever feel lonely? Never ever feel lonely. I know Sister Gloria live by herself, so what you do so you don't feel lonely? You have a good time with yourself. That's good. Very good. She had. Anyone else have another solution? What do you do, Wilhelmina, when you don't want to feel lonely? You don't feel lonely at all. Marcus, what do you do? You read the Bible but in occasions you feel lonely. Okay, when you feel like that, you read the Bible. Very good. Anyone else here feel lonely ever? Sister Sandy? Yeah, human nature is quite strange, right? In occasions we can't stand people. And in occasions we want to be surrounded by people, right? In occasions we want to talk to someone. In occasions we don't want to talk to no one. In occasions we need to be silent at the church. This is one of them. And in occasions we need to talk and rejoice at the church. Right? Sing and praise. It's part of human nature. Communication. Being in company with others. Talking to others. Studies have been made here in the U.S. and it's a great amount of people here that they feel lonely. In fact, a lot of people, they are trying to reach to others in different ways. Through the internet and through different websites, because they want a friend. They want, not like a relationship, but somebody that they can talk and that they can relate. And that's part of our necessity to be in contact with someone. And how do you wonder if Jesus ever feel lonely? He have an excellent connection with God. He prays a lot. He used to praise and do miracles and work for God a lot. But do you think that Jesus ever feel lonely? Please open your Bibles with me in Matthew. And let me get you the chapter right now. Go to Matthew 26, please. And I want you to start reading with me, if you can, in verse 36, I'm sorry. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and I said to his disciples, sit here a while, I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, what could you do not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, and he went again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. I always wonder in these last minutes of Jesus' life here on earth before his crucifixion. And I find out that in occasions we need good friends, that we want to rely on them. In occasions you feel like you are in a deep trouble. Something is going really, really bad. You need somebody that at least is praying with you for something. And it's in this moment when we realize that we don't have many friends. In occasions, the people that we think that they are our closest friends, they are not that reliable. And for Jesus, it was a very painful and sorrowful moment here. He knew what was coming. He talked about that at the Last Supper. He was describing the cup. You remember the cup is the crucifixion, his death, his torture there for humanity. And he was scared. He was afraid. Although he was afraid, he asked his friends, "Can you please come with me and pray with me?" And he selected the disciples that were the closest to him. And you know the story. They were tired. They didn't quite comprehend what was going on. That nobody can understand your pain. That nobody can really give you advice. What you do in these moments? Well, Marcus was giving us a good advice, right? Go read your Bible. Trying to get in contact with God. And that's Jesus' experience here in this part of the story. He was praying to God and asking for a different answer. What was his request? The request was simple, right? Take this cup away from me. I don't want to do it. And what was God's answer? You need to drink this cup, and you will do it alone. It's interesting how we humans in occasion judge God for the things that happen to us that we don't understand. Have you ever been confronted to drink this bitter cup by yourself? Maybe when somebody in your family passed. Maybe when you feel betrayed by a close friend or your spouse. Maybe when you feel the bitter disappointment of not accomplishing something in work. Or maybe when you feel the reality that we are completely alone in occasions. Even when we are surrounded by people, we feel that we are alone. If you had experienced this, I will tell you that's part of the human nature. We are all like that. We need good friends, especially in difficult times. I would like to think that Jesus was praying there and asking God, please help me change this story, find another way to save this humanity, find another way to redeem the human beings. And coming back expecting to find his friends at least praying for him, and they were asleep. But the story doesn't end there. He asked them, please, wake up, right? Pray with me for 1 hour. So he go back and continue praying. And when he returned the second time, what happened? They were asleep again. The only difference is this time he didn't wake up. Why? Maybe because he understands human nature, right? Have you noticed that when you want to pray and get close to God is when you get more tired? Have you ever had the experience that you want to read the Bible right there and then you feel the necessity to take a nap right there? It's our nature. The enemy seems like we are weak every single time. It's the same strategy. So we need to have a different strategy, right? Make like an extra effort, have more discipline maybe. Ask God for strength to be able to continue praying. This year I was talking to the elders and the possibility to open the church one night for having prayer. Maybe not all night, but half of the night until 12 p.m. But the challenge is to find people who will be willing to drive here at night time. to begin with, right? And the second challenge is that the majority of you will go asleep really early. So like around 9 o'clock, everybody, at least half of the church will be asleep. But the early disciples, they follow this practice to pray, and even during nighttime when you should be sleeping, they will be praying. Why? Why they do that? They enjoy pain, discomfort, maybe? They were a little lunatic? No, this is a necessity of training yourself in the spiritual things. Things that we are not used to do. Things like reading the scripture. Things like spending time praying with God. Things like going and talking to others about Jesus. That's the kind of things that we don't normally do. We need to train ourselves in doing these things, the spiritual things, because it's against our nature. So don't be surprised if in the near future we invite you to come to the church and join us in one night of prayer. Maybe you can stay here for 1 or 2 hours. I don't know. A few hours. It depends on how you feel. But it will be like a nice exercise to do. Today we had communion service. As you notice, the table is prepared. And I want to remind everybody that you are doing this in clear conscience, assuming that you have your peace with God and with your neighbors and with your brothers. If you got an issue with someone here, it will be a good time to talk to this person and trying to make peace, right? Trying to make a good connection. We need the support of each other, even our spouses, our partners. Today we have a new addition to our communion, and it's in this room over here. It's a place for couples. I know some of you are single and you are not into that, and you already experienced that. But the ones who have the experience know that for some reason, I don't know why, we have the tendency to hurt the people that we love the most, right? Especially spouses. And we forget to say sorry. We assume that it's a given that the other person should forgive you. You don't need to apologize for the things that you do. Don't make a mistake. We need to say sorry. And we need to ask for forgiveness too. If you want your marriage to be successful, you need to invest in your marriage. So you have an opportunity to, as a spouse, participate here and ask for forgiveness to each other. If you are alone today here, we have a room for you too. We have a place for the gentlemen and a place for the ladies in the back. And even if you don't want to participate in the food washing, I encourage you to stay at the church and help us to pray and continue in this spiritual exercise. Although it's shocking to me that we don't have many members today at church. Have you noticed that? And I think that some of them are traveling maybe, or maybe some people are sick. But it's possible that some of them, they deliberately didn't want to come. I don't understand why some people have these feelings toward communion. To me, communion is a great opportunity to get reconnected with God, to reconsecrate yourself, to ask God for forgiveness, and to reignite your spiritual life. Other people seems like it's a little different for everybody. I hope that you have a positive view of this practice as part of the spiritual exercises that we do. Let's pray for each other, asking God to give us strength and support. Maybe somebody here is feeling lonely today. Let's give this person encouragement and remind this person that God loves you and that you are not alone, that you have brothers and sisters that care for you and pray for you. Amen. Let's close right now with a small prayer, and we will split to the different rooms according to your necessity. Again, Father, we get close to you and asking you to please guide us during this communion service, that whatever we do it with a desire to honor you, to remove any bad thoughts, bad ideas that we have, Remove pride and help us to be humble and allow the Holy Spirit to talk to us today. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.